once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka with a quick, tiny pick-me-up. Little quick word to you. All right. Big things. Keep the main things the main things. Walk with Christ. Seek His will. Seek His kingdom, His plan, His purpose for yourself every day. As you get up, seek Him first. He will lead and guide you. Forgive. Forgive those that hurt you. Forgive those that try to do bad and wrong things against you. Pray for them, because they need, they're operating out of insanity because they're connected to the world system. That's why they try to hurt you. So forgive them and pray for them that they would be set free and that God would have mercy on their souls. Yes, engage your talents, your skills, your abilities, the things that God has put in you, put them to use. Use those skills, use those talents, use those abilities. And you know what? Just get going, because even if you don't quite know what you're doing, at least you're giving it a start, you're creating some momentum. It's easier for God to redirect you, because at least you're moving, than for Him to try to get you going. So if you're waiting for everything to be perfect all the time, it's probably not going to happen. So you might as well kick it into gear and start with what you got. Yes, all the stuff that's going on in the world, politics, all those kind of things, just realize that that kind of stuff's been going on before you got here, and that kind of stuff is going to probably be going on after you leave. So do what you can, where you can, when you can. Speak out, speak for the truth, speak for what's real, speak for what people need to know. Be an example of light and truth as God would flow His Spirit through you, and leave it at that. You know, you don't have to apologize for your stance because you stand on the rock. You don't have to apologize because God has saved you and called you, because that that gift, the blood of Christ Jesus, is sufficient to pay the price for the sins of the entire world and for anybody else. So it's not that what you have is mutually exclusive. God makes it available, but it's on His terms. So if somebody else wants what you've got, instead of trying to siphon it off of you, they can go to the source directly, who is the King of Kings, and receive salvation and walk with Him. Let's see, what else? You know, have some fun. Enjoy life. You know, it's not meant to be all doldrums and struggling and fighting and all. You know, look, go outside. Enjoy a sunrise. Enjoy a sunset. Meet up with a good friend. You know, share what you have with somebody in need. Go out there, do something that brings you some joy and some happiness this day. Instead of always trying to look for it somewhere outside, do something that springs from within. You know, let God direct you on something and respond. Share what you got. Share what you have with those that are in need. It'll bless your heart and it'll bless somebody else. It'll make the world a better place. If everybody that was on our Facebook page just did that, we would make a nice big impact for this day. So share what you have, make a difference, bless somebody else that's in need. Look, don't take yourself too seriously. There's another one. You know, yeah, there's some things going on in the world, but still, don't take yourself too seriously, because, you know, a lot of things that we stress about really don't matter that much. And a lot of the things that people worry and perplex themselves over, they can't do much about it anyways. What you can do if something bothers you, just pray, make your requests known unto God, leave it at His feet, and move on. You would do much, much better with 5 minutes in prayer than you will with 3 hours of blogging and, you know, reading all these things here and there. You know, rather than reading conspiracy reports and things that are, or news or whatever, if something grabs you, if something's on your heart, spend 5, 10, 15 minutes in prayer about it. Let God lead and direct you, and that'll be enough. Look, because see, the things are started in spirit, they're one in spirit, they're lost in spirit. That's the realm that all this stuff goes on in. Because Ephesians chapter 6, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. We battle against You know, the rulers that rule from dark places, we battle against those. So if you're battling against those, you might as well fight them on the grounds that you can actually do something about it. Because if you try to do it in the natural realm, you're not going to get anywhere. So take this stuff to prayer. You probably make a much bigger dent. And then go outside afterwards and play a good game of football. You know, go outside and meet up with some friends. Get some fellowship in. Enjoy time and company with good people. Oh, that's another thing too. People that are no good for you, cut them out. People that are, look, yeah, you can minister to them, fine. You can be a blessing to them on the terms that are within the lines of what's a good, healthy parameter for your life. But otherwise, no. Cut them out. You do not have to be somebody else's battery. And if people are expecting you to be that, just cut them out. Because you don't have to do that for anybody. God's not expecting you to do that for anybody. You know, you need to be a good steward over what He puts in your life. Because God fills you to pour you out. You know, He doesn't fill you to be siphoned off. He fills you to pour you out according to His will, His plan, His purpose. Because Jesus said, you know, I lay down my own life of my own accord and take it back up again. This power has been given to me by my Father. You know, I lay it down only to take it back up. No man takes it from me. No one takes your life from you. You lay it down where God tells you to lay it down, and you take it back up again. You are poured out as God would have you to be poured out, and then you continue on. So you are nobody's battery. You are nobody's battery. You are nobody's source. Jesus Christ is the source, and you are just to point people in that direction. And then let them carry on. So those are a few things, just quick things, quick points. These will help you. Life is meant to be a blessing. You are meant to be a blessing. You are meant to be somebody that's out there doing the works of the Father and enjoying your life and your time here. And God has given you that. You know, your life, your season, look, whatever it's been up until now, you can either spend the rest of your time in the earth lamenting about what was before, or you can get up, kick yourself in the back or in the front or wherever you want to kick yourself and say, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to lament and to cry over spilled milk. It's all done. This is the moment that I have. And in this moment, in Jesus' name, I'm going to rise up into it and I'm going to be what God made me to be. Why don't you do that for a day? And be nice for a change. Why don't you take one of the promises of God and apply it this day? So when God says, I've got a great plan for your life, plans for a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, you take that and you say, all right, I'm taking this, I'm applying it. God has granted this to me. He's got plans for a hope and a future for my life. So because of that, Lord God, I am selling out to you for your plan and purpose. You just lead and guide me and I'll go with it. Try that for a day. Enjoy the blessing that He has bestowed upon you as a child of the living God. Enjoy it. Walk in it. Be that which God made you to be. Be what He made you to be. Enjoy what He made you to be. Instead of lamenting and struggling and striving, just relax. Be. Let peace wash over you. No matter what's going on outside, you can have peace within. And when you rest in what God has called you to do, you'll find that oftentimes He'll just undertake for those situations. And He Himself will fight the battle. You just got to show up and trust Him. So with that, just a very, very quick pep talk. A very quick word to say, keep on keeping on. You guys are doing great. And hey, thank you guys for writing in. Thank you guys for writing us. Thank you for saying hi. We always appreciate it. God bless you. So hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Or write us on our Facebook page. Just Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook. You will find us. We love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.